welcome to this podcast message from Kingdom Faith.
Good to be here. You having a good summer? Yeah? It's an English summer, isn't it? You know, it comes and goes, but we've just come back from Dorset, had a wonderful holiday, managed to get a bit brown. My wife managed to persuade me to put my shorts on for a bit, but don't worry, legs are going to stay firmly covered up today. God's good. What a lovely, quiet sense of God's presence this morning. Really good, beautiful, peaceful sense of God's presence this morning. I brought a word last time I spoke, and the Lord's just prompted me to say it again. Okay? It's short. Just hold your hand out in front of you. Okay? Now that hand, Larry, up the other way. That's it, fella. Good man. Just imagine that's not your hand, that's the hand of the Lord. All right? And you are in that hand. The Lord gave me a picture and I saw myself in his hand. And as I continued to look at it, either I got smaller and smaller and smaller, or the hand got bigger and bigger and bigger. But I became like a speck in it. Now that wasn't about my insignificance. That was about his significance. Nothing can snatch you out of the Father's hand. Nothing can snatch you out of the Father's hand. He has you. You are safe there. You are secure there. You are held there. And don't worry that you're going to wander off and fall off the edge. You're not going to. It's huge. It's huge. And it's a loving hand that holds you. Okay, this is the reason why I brought that again today. You can put your hands down now, but you're in that hand. You're safe, okay? We've got an oak tree in our garden. It's a beautiful tree. Oh, well, I think it is. I think our neighbours get fed up with it dropping leaves all over their side. It's a gorgeous tree. And from our house, we've got a view of the downs, and that's why we live there, because we wanted that view. And as I look across the downs, I see a row of oak trees. And I think ours is probably just one of that row. And I remember when we first moved there, I looked at these trees and I thought, it's going to be wonderful. We can watch the seasons come and go. We can watch these things flourish, turn pale green, turn dark green, turn brown. And then we can look as the snow covers these trees. But they keep coming back. I went out there this morning searching for these acorns. Beautiful green acorns, not ripe yet. I was scrambling on the ground without my glasses on, trying to find acorns. I thought, I'll look up in the tree. There they are. These acorns. Well, I mean, what's the difference between this and an oak tree? Quite a lot to look at. Yeah, a couple of hundred years. Time. Time is a difference between this and an oak tree. Time in the right environment. This isn't going to go anywhere if it stays in my pocket, okay? It's got to be put in the ground and it's got to be watered. But I tell you this much, there are so many trees in this acorn. This isn't just a potential oak tree. This is a potential forest, okay? There's no difference between the oak tree and the acorn, just time in the right environment. And when God looks at your life, oh, the potential he sees in you. Oh, he gets excited about what can happen in your life because you're like this. Just give it the right environment. Give it time. Put it in the ground. Water it. Love it. And that's going to turn into a beautiful, beautiful, mighty oak. Wow, that's you. That's you. Come on, you can have that. Fella, this is you. Hang on to that. Jeremiah 17:7, one of my favourite scriptures. Blessed, blessed, made happy, joyful, rejoicing, shouting, going, whoopee, is the man, or woman, child, person who trusts in the Lord, who puts their trust in the Lord, who places their confidence in him. He will be, not might be, will be, like a tree planted by the water, planted, firmly rooted by a living stream of water that sends out its roots by the stream. It doesn't fear when the heat comes. It never worries in a year of drought. It never fails to bear fruit. You will never fail to bear fruit in season. In fact, in and out of season, God makes us fruitful because he looks at us. He sees, you might just think it's just an acorn. My life's just an acorn. What about all the dreams? I'm just looking at an acorn. Where's the oak tree? Time, the right environment. And what we need to do in that is very, very simple. It's so simple. Put down your roots in God. That's all you've got to do. Draw from that water. Suck that water up. And you will bear fruit, okay? It's all right. Your life's in his hand. Your life's in his hand. It's all right. You will bear fruit. You will bear fruit. You will bear fruit. You can't help it. You put those roots down. You place your confidence in him and send down your roots. You will bear fruit. You will bear fruit. The times we wobble a bit and think it's just an acorn is when our confidence begins to wane. And we wonder, am I really placing my confidence in him? Do it again. If today you've taken back your confidence, place it back in him because you will bear fruit. We've been reading scriptures and there's a plan for that that the church has here, which is being renewed in September. That's a new reading plan. Today, 1 John. I love John. I love John's writings. It's my favourite gospel, John. I just love all of them because this man says, I was there. I saw him. We felt, we saw, we knew. It's real. He's genuine. My life testifies to it. He's writing what he knows. He's the only one whose life wasn't taken from him. Jesus said to him, look after my mother at the cross. You look, John, you look after my mother. And he did. And he spent his life looking after Mary. His life was kept. But he knows what he's talking about. Anyway, we got a reading plan. Put your roots down deep. Suck it up. Suck up the life, okay? It's here. It's there. Enjoy it. I've really been enjoying going through the scriptures. And we've also got 24/7 coming up, which is praying for an hour a day for the first week of each month to get really serious with God. It's about saying, I have placed my confidence in you and I'm going to send down my roots. And this is a discipline I'm going to put on my life for a week. Just to give up something else for an hour and pray. It's not much. It's just a sign that I want this. I want to put down my roots. I want to suck up the life of God. I want that. I want fruitfulness in my life because I know I'm more than an acorn. I know that. I know there are many, many oak trees in this acorn. I want that to happen. I want that to happen. James. James 4. I've been reading James recently. There's a scripture here which just caught my eye. James 4, verse 5. It says, do you think the scripture says without reason that the spirit he caused to live in us envies intensely? Did that one catch your eye? Did you think, what's that about? That's a bit odd. Strange turn of phrase. It caught my eye. And I had a look at some concordances and did some praying about that. No, I think what it means, it's translated in a number of different ways. It's a slightly awkward translation in here. But part of what this means is he looks at your life and says, I want my spirit to thrive in you. I want you to be fruitful. I've placed my hope and my confidence in you. God's done that, you know. And actually, do you know something? He will never, ever take it back. You can never pay it back. You'll never deserve it. You'll never live up to it by your own efforts. But he places his confidence and his trust in you. It's unconditional. It's unconditional. He says, I've done it. I've done it. It's going to be all right. It's going to be all right. Because I place my confidence and my trust in you. And what his spirit wants is that fruit. He's looking at you and saying, this man's a good one. There's so much good stuff in this man. All around this room, so much good stuff in there that he loves that. He's like a dad looking at his kids thinking, guys, love you to bits. You're so good. You make me so proud of you. And that's what it means. You know, his spirit is going, there is so much in this. I'm not looking at an acorn, I'm looking at an oak tree. I'm looking at an oak tree. I'm looking for a planting for the display of the splendor of God. That's what I look at, says God, when he looks at you. So he's going, come on, come on, when he looks at your life. Let's have a look at 1 John. I just want you to be confident in God today. I just want you just to go, thank you, it's all right. I'm safe in this big hand. Nobody's going to take me from this. And I'm not going to fall off the edge, even if I'm stupid sometimes. Okay? But I'm placing my confidence in this big hand of God, because he sees so much in me. He's placed his hope and his confidence in you. He's not thinking 50-50, all right? He's not doing that. He's saying, wow, look what this man is going to be. Look at the potential. Look what he's becoming. Wow. 1 John 2, verse 5. If anyone obeys his word, God's love is truly made complete in him. This is how we know we're in him. Whoever claims to live in him must walk as Jesus did. What does that mean? It means live. It means not just talk. It means not just pray, not just do the religious bit. Listen, this is what religion's like. This is an air freshener. Yeah, we're grateful for air fresheners, but all it is a synthetic smell designed to mask unpleasant smells. That's all it is. It's not real. It's not religions like that. Okay? It's a mask for unpleasantness. It just covers it up for a bit until it runs out. We're not talking about religion. We're talking about a God of love who calls us by name and believes in you. He believes in you. He puts his hope and his confidence in you. And as you give him your heart and as you give him your life, he transforms it into something not like this, but authentically fragrant and wonderful. It's not religion, it's faith. It's faith. It's faith that God loves. It's faith that God loves. Not doing the right thing. You'll never do the right thing enough. You'll never manage it. You won't do it. It's impossible just to do. It's impossible to stand beyond accusation in what you can do. You can't do it. But he's written off every shortcoming in your life. He doesn't accuse you of being an acorn. He says, wow, when this thing's fully grown, it's a mighty oak tree. All he wants to do is make it fully grown. If anyone obeys his word, God's love is truly made complete in him. This word complete comes from the Greek word teleos. Forgive me if I mispronounced it. If it sounds a bit like telescope, it is. That's what the root is from that. Okay? Well, God is never despising the acorn. He's saying, that's a tree in the making. And all he wants to do is make us mature. When the word talks about being made complete or being made perfect, it means to be made mature. Extended like a telescope, God will do it. John tells you how. Walk in it, he says. 1 John 4, verse 11. Dear friends, since God so loved us, we ought also to love one another. No one has ever seen God, but if we love one another, God lives in us. And his love is made complete. It's extended. It's made perfect. It's made mature. You want to bask in the love of God? We've been doing that this morning. It's lovely. But love always gives itself away. Always gives itself away to others. And as we give away the love of God, so the love of God pours and flows through us. You want to be bathed in the love of God? You want to shower in the love of God? Love somebody. So simple. Just love somebody. It's not religion. All that matters is faith expressing itself outwardly to other people in the form of loving them. That's all that matters, says the Word of God. Yeah? You want to be bathed in the love of God? Pour it over somebody else. It's so simple. You want all that God has to... Let me show you what God has to offer. Let's go to Ephesians. Ephesians 3:16. Astonishing, astonishing, astonishing. I pray that out of His glorious riches, He may strengthen you with power through His Spirit in your inner being, so that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith. And I pray that you, being rooted and established in love, there's Jeremiah 17 again, may have power together with all the saints to grasp how wide and long and high and deep is the love of Christ, and to know this love that surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled to the measure of all the fullness of God. Can I just see that acorn again? Good man, keeping it safe. It's not much, is it? It's not much, but it will be made complete. You will be made complete as you continue to put your confidence and your trust in Him, as you continue to push down your roots into Him. Suck up His Word. Pray. Spend time with the one that loves you and believes in you and has placed His hope and His confidence in you, who knows it's going to be good. Knows it's going to be good. It's going to be good. It's going to be good. He sees the tree, not just the acorn. Wow, we need to be extended to be filled with that kind of love. And He will. Let's go back to John. John, I don't know if I just did this one, but anyway, John 4:11. Dear friends, since God so loved us, yeah, we ought to love one another. Yeah, I did this. God lives in us and His love is made complete in us. But it carries on over the page in my Bible. Verse 16. And so we know and rely on, there's that confidence again, the love God has for us. Rely on His love. Rely on His love. Trust Him. We don't need to trust when things are good. We need to trust when things are hard. It's easy when things are good. When things are hard, rely on His love. God is love. Whoever lives in love lives in God and God in him. In this way, love is made complete, perfect, mature. You become the oak tree, so that we will have confidence on the day of judgment, because in this world, we're like God. There's no fear in love. But perfect love drives out fear, because fear has to do with punishment. The one who fears is not made perfect in love, not made complete in love, not made mature in love. I had a picture a few days ago of a kind of... If you just imagine a sort of a white membrane, a white sheet, the kind of thing that goes under floors to keep the moisture out. You know the sort of thing I mean? Piece of white PVC, if you like. Sometimes we are bound up in fear, and it stops us from believing in ourselves. It tests our confidence in God. We think, I'm just an acorn, I can't do this. And it's as though this invisible sheet is pressed down so that you can't seem to, whatever you do, you just can't seem to get through it. But God's perfect love casts out fear, and His perfect love perfects us, because He perfectly believes in you. Why? Because you're in Jesus. Because you are in Jesus. Because you've given your life into His hand. Once and for all. But sometimes we have to remind ourselves we've done it, don't we? We have to think, where am I? You're in my hand. It's okay. And we just say, Lord, I'm in your hand. I've given you my life. What would you do if you didn't have any fear? What would you do? How different would life be If we didn't think, dare I actually say that to this person? But God doesn't want our lives to be held down by fear, because when his love is made complete in our lives, we have no fear. When his love is made mature in our lives, we have no fear. So I just want to encourage you, take a step forward, because it's all about how we walk out the talk. It's not about the words, it's how we live that matters. So I just want to say to you, live as people who don't have fear. God said to me this morning, I was thinking about sharing this because I'm doing something different this week. I have no notes. Oh, that's a big deal for me. I'm a journalist. I like to get my words right. Okay? I have no notes. And I said, and I was praying before I came here this morning, and I just felt the Lord say to me, do you think that the apprehension is going to go? Apprehension's fear of taking hold. Are you waiting for the apprehension to go before you feel comfortable? The apprehension will only go when you take hold. It will only leave you when you take hold. If you sit around thinking, oh, this is going to be difficult. Yeah, well, take hold. So I just want to encourage you this week, if there's something you're thinking, I really don't know what to do about that thing. I've been holding back on saying that or doing that. Whatever it is, just step out in faith. Because God wants his love to be made complete in you. The telescope has to extend. That's the word, completion from the telescope. Do the thing you're afraid of. Trust God. And he will grow you to the point where his love can be made complete in you. God doesn't look at you and see an acorn. He looks at you and sees an oak tree. How does an acorn grow into an oak tree? Spiritually, you place your trust in God. You put down your roots into the water. Draw from that word. And I tell you this, one other thing, and I'll stop. Look around at the different people that are in the church. You have to do that now. In your mind's eye, I would do. There are people in this church, you've got what you need. There are people who will encourage you. There are people who will draw you further. There are people who will build you up. There are people in here who will love you enough to say, I need to say this to you. Get around those people, okay? We've got small groups beginning later in September. They're a little more challenging in some ways because we're doing more outreach. We're doing work with the homeless, which is great. Get out of your comfort zone. Get out of your comfort zone if you want to grow. If you want God's love to be perfected in you, do the thing you find difficult. Do the thing you think, oh dear, I'll do it when the feeling of apprehension goes away. Don't wait for that. It won't. Just do it. And conquer it, because his perfect love has overcome the world. And his perfect love expressed in you will overcome your fears and your apprehensions. Apprehension means literally fear of taking hold. The only way to overcome it is to take hold. Do it in Jesus. And let his love be made complete in you. Let's just stand and pray. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, thank you. Lord, we can trust you because your hand is huge and gentle, and our lives are safe in the palm of your hand. We can trust you, and we place our trust in you. And Lord, we can walk around on that hand. We're not going to fall off. You won't let us do that. We can trust you. And Father, we just want to say to you, Lord, make us into the oak trees that are a delight to you. Holy Spirit, you so want in our lives, Lord, to be fully expressed, for the love of God to be fully expressed in us, to us, through us. And so do we, Lord. So do we. So, Father, we just say to you, Lord, where fear is Where fear has shut my mouth, I will open it and I will be an encourager. I will be faithful to a friend. I will step forward and take hold of the thing you're calling me to do, because I want your love to be made complete in me. I want that love to grow in me. I want my life to be fruitful, increasingly fruitful and established like a row of oak trees. Thank you, Lord, for the amazing life you have put in each one of us. The incredible promise, not acorns but oaks. Inside each acorn are many oak trees. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father God. I thank you, Father God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. I had this word for you at the beginning of the meeting. Job 14:7. It's not just for you, otherwise I'd just talk to you quietly. It says, at least there is hope for a tree. If it's cut down, it will sprout again, and its new shoots will not fail. Your new shoots will not fail. Its roots may grow old in the ground and its stump die in the soil, and life might have felt like that. Yet at the scent of water, it will bud and put forth shoots like a plant. Lord, we take hold of that. Whatever life's dealt us, whatever the enemy has robbed, robberies with violence, remember, whatever the enemy has stolen, sometimes because we've given it away foolishly. Whatever the enemy has tried to put to death, we have the God who says, look, I am making everything new. I am making everything new. And that's the God we place our confidence in. Amen.
Thank you for listening to this Kingdom Faith podcast. We trust it's been an encouragement to you. For more information and resources by Kingdom Faith and for our other audio and video podcasts, please visit kingdomfaith.com.